This week, we continue our series, How to Overcome Pain and Bloom Again. Bev Anderson Zeman really was one of my closest friends. At Bev's funeral, I sang. I'd given her my word that I would. It was highly challenging for me because of the acute grief, in addition to my recent wrestling with a sinus, ear, and throat infection. So you can imagine how it was challenging in and of itself in that regard. But then the technology failed, and I had to sing a very rigorous piece without any musical accompaniment. Now, I've had this happen before. When I have sung for U.S. presidents, I've had all kinds of experiences, including having to sing a cappella impromptu. Well, my dear Bev had always loved patriotic affairs, and it almost felt appropriate for the occasion, since the last time it had occurred for a president of the United States. So I paused, prayed, and applied Bev's life verse, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." The Lord really strengthened me, and I give him all credit. And I sang God Bless America as a prayer and in memory of an amazing lady of faith. Everyone who knew Bev knew she loved the Lord and applied God's promises in spite of her personal, profound pain. Widowed 3 times, she then suffered the indescribably painful loss of her beloved daughter, Gail. Yet, concurrent with profound grief, she still shone with Christ's light and refused to cave to defeat. She instead continued to point people to the Lord with her biblically positive attitude. After the funeral, I reminisced about Bev. Bev's positive attitude was supernatural. It was all because of Christ in her and her willingness to apply his promises. That was Bev's key secret ingredient for her buoyancy. This week, embrace God's promises in spite of the pain. You, yes you, can be biblically positive. God is no respecter of persons. Being biblically positive includes opening our hearts to God's comfort and embracing God's promises in his word in spite of our feelings. Here's an example of a promise to embrace from Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. May we all apply Philippians 4:13 as Bev did so beautifully. I appreciate the Amplified version. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. This week, take time to reflect on your relationship with Christ. Is it personal, like Bev's? Do you understand her testimony, or does it mystify you? Only knowing Jesus personally will cause you to understand her amazing life. When you personally welcome Christ to be your Savior and Lord and repent of doing things contrary to his word, you can know the Lord and emerge victorious eternally and in everyday life. You can have the strength that God gave to Bev. So this week's prayer tip is simple. Give your life fully to Christ as you reflect on your relationship with him. Open your hurting heart to his. Welcome him. Accept what he did on the cross for you personally. Turn from sin and turn to him now. He'll save you eternally, and you will then know what Bev knew. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, that you care about our pain, that you bore the weight of all our sin, all our pain on the cross. We pray now that you would come into our hearts, cleanse us of our sins. We confess we've been running from you, and instead we turn to you and ask that you rule our lives. We submit to you now as Savior and Lord. Save us, use us, and help us to embrace your promises right now. We pray for all praying pals who have submitted prayer requests, and we pray for those listening and ask for your best for each one. We choose to trust in you, and we thank you for your promises. Please comfort the grieving, including Bev's family and every family in grief. We love you and thank you that you grant us victory. In Jesus' name, amen.